Ready whenever you are, Michael.
Michael explores his ascent to superstardom from the Jackson 5 and a childhood in the spotlight.
Y'all willing to fight for it?
Yes, sir.
To escaping his abusive father and manager, yes, Joe Jackson's grip.
I need to think.
I told you what to think.
The title role is played by the King of Pop's nephew, Jafar Jackson.
What I want the world to feel.
The biopic ends in 1984, at the peak of Michael's thriller superstardom. But it glosses over a central part of his life story. The child sex abuse allegations that still haunt his legacy. The filmmakers say they planned on tackling the allegations, which first surfaced in 1993, but that they were cut because of legal constraints.
One's understanding of Michael Jackson is not complete if you refuse to look at the whole picture.
The Jackson estate, which was involved in the film, maintains his innocence and calls the claims against him lies and money grabs. The pop star was acquitted in 2005 and died 4 years later.
We drive in.
But the allegations would ramp up again in the 2019 documentary Leaving Neverland.
Hello, Wade.
The documentary's director spoke to The Hollywood Reporter about the new film, saying people just don't care about the allegations, even if, in his view, Jackson is worse than Epstein.
I think with Michael Jackson, he was almost too big to fail.
The musician's daughter, Paris Jackson, also condemned the film.
There's a lot of inaccuracy and there's a lot of just full-blown lies.
There's at least one protest planned outside a Canadian theater, with organizers calling the movie a slap in the face to all child sexual abuse survivors. Taria Isri, Global News, Montreal.